Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Feels like we've lived a life since Bryce Young was so drafted.
So much
by the
has happened. Golly.
The Drive with Tim Donnelly, 99.9 The Fan. And that trade will still be felt this year and even next year with picks that were given up to move up to go get Bryce Young. That's that moment right there. The Panthers select Bryce Young is the reason why the Panthers don't have anything to no picks to make today during the first round of the NFL draft. The Panthers' hopes today are simply that players that they don't like get drafted. That's all they can hope for. Every time somebody is picked and it's not somebody the Panthers like, they go, yay! And they just sit and watch and then get ready to field calls for the 33rd pick later on in the night. But it is a bit more complicated than that. We know the positions that the Panthers need because we've broken down over the previous 10 days their entire roster. We know the positions they need, and we know the positions that they need to fix in the draft. Receiver, corner, edge, some would say interior defensive line. I think they're good there. But those, right, receiver, corner, edge rusher, that's what I'm looking at. So the easiest path to the Panthers having a successful draft is if there is a massive run on positions other than wide receiver, corner, and edge. Every time, and that pretty much goes without saying, right? So every time a quarterback is taken, the Panthers should celebrate a little bit. Every time an offensive lineman is taken, the Panthers should celebrate a little bit. Every time an off-ball linebacker is taken, a safety is taken, they should celebrate. A running back, if there is any, which there probably won't be, they should celebrate. Then they would get closer to their choice, their pick of the litter, at a premium position that they need at pick 33. Matt Miller, ESPN NFL draft analyst, was with Mina Kimes, ESPN NFL analyst, and they talked about the dream wide receiver that could fall to the Panthers at 33.
I think it's Legette. You have to help Bryce. And giving him someone who can body defensive backs, that can win on slant routes. I think back to when Drew Brees had Michael Thomas, that guy who could just win on those quick hitters. He's going to be able to shield defenders from the ball and then make something happen after the catch. So I know they drafted Jonathan Mingo last year. Didn't have great returns rookie year. And I think Legette gives you so much more burst, so much more juice after the catch.
Yeah, he's sort of like budget Brian Thomas Jr. in a way. But I like it too. I like his fit with Deontay Johnson, who they've got. I think that's a complementary skill set. You talk about Legette creating after the catch. Johnson's so good at getting open. They work different parts of the field. Both are just dramatically an improvement in terms of like the playmaking ability over what you had in the offense last year.
Xavier Legette. That's who they think is the dream falls to them. I've also seen him listed as a dark horse first round pick. So it's like, which one is he? Is he supposed to fall to the second round, or is he not supposed to fall to the second round? Or does nobody really know? There's also that possibility. But here's the secondary, the other way the Panthers can have a successful draft, right? Because part of it is luck. If a player you love, just the other teams don't, and they fall to you, and you get to make the pick, and you have one of those picks, legendarily, this is one of my this is like a tradition on draft day. I have to bring it up. When it was a COVID draft, I believe.
Okay.
So the Vikings, it was Chris Spielman, it was Mike Zimmer, that little contingent were on all their Zoom calls, and it was being recorded by the NFL. And they knew they wanted a wide receiver, and they wanted Justin Jefferson. And they knew the pick right before them was Philly, and they knew they wanted a wide receiver. So they were waiting on pins and needles to see if they could get Justin Jefferson. And when the pick came in that the Philadelphia Eagles had selected Jalen Reagor, they couldn't help themselves but to, like, ear-to-ear smile, which you don't see often when, what dummies! They're leaving Justin Jefferson! And one of them literally says, like, Put in the car, Justin Jefferson. Like, they were so excited that their guy fell to them. Best case scenario is that happens every year, right? You identify your favorite player like 10 picks before yours, and then 10 picks go by and they aren't picked, and you're just like, ha ha ha, what dummies. Thank you for listening to the Best of the Drive podcast. I'm Tim Donnelly here with Coach Pete of Capital Financial Advisory Group. Coach, is it still true that a million is enough to retire on?
Tim, maybe and maybe not. The most important thing is to get a real plan that gives you income you never outlive. We'll give that away to the next 10 people. Call right now.
The number to call, 800-691-3215. Text TIM to 600-700 if you're interested in texting. Once again, that phone number is 800-691-3215 or text TIM to 600-700 for that deal. But if that doesn't happen, there's still a way for There's still a way for the Panthers to have a successful draft. You just have to include a middleman, right? So let's say there's a huge run on wide receivers. And the top corners you have drafted get on your board get drafted, and the edge rushers you have at the top of your board get drafted, but there's a huge value at quarterback or a huge value at interior defensive line or interior offensive line where you just spent $153 million on Hunt and Lewis.
One of those offensive tackles slips down.
Then you can still get your value at a position of need, but you need to introduce the middleman. You need to go call a team that needs one of those positions and milk them for all they're worth, get the future picks, trade back in the second, find the value somewhere else. So if you're a Panther, if you're in the Panthers organization, it's much easier to do option A than option B. It's much less of a flex by your GM to do option A than option B. Option B, there's moving parts. You need to not only evaluate a trade appropriately, but play the interpersonals of the back and forth negotiation, bringing in another team. How much information do you reveal to each team in a bidding war? You need to do all of that appropriately, as opposed to getting lucky and just sitting there and saying, you know, Xavier Leggett, we have a first round draft on him, or Leggett, we have a first round draft grade on him, and he's the 16th best player in the draft to us, and he fell all the way to us at 33. That's just, you celebrate. So as a Panthers fan, that's what you're rooting for. Mm-hmm. Pick the receiver you like. Pick the edge you like. Pick the corner you like. Pick whoever it is. And then just fingers crossed. Hope is, it's not a strategy, but it's all you have when you don't have a pick. And I said this earlier in the week. I think it's the best way to describe it. I think they'd like to trade into the first round. I think they can't afford it. I think they would like to trade into the first round. I don't think they have the resources to do so, right? Just like any of us, when you go looking for a new house or looking for a new car, you know what? You know where there's always the coolest houses when you're looking for a house?
Where?
Like $20,000 above your budget, right? You set a budget. I'm just going to pick a random number. You set a budget at $100,000, right? Because it's nice and easy. I guarantee you the coolest house in the world is like $120,000. It has everything you want. It's the same in the draft. You have the 33rd pick. There's going to be seven guys you like available at 20, and it's going to feel like they're all gone before 33, unless you get lucky, unless they pass on them, unless the Eagles are dumb enough to take Jalen Reagor over Justin Jefferson.
A lot of people make dumb moves, but I think as well today, my gut just tells me we're going to see a ton of trades today.
I agree.
So you,
which makes it even more difficult to track.
Exactly. It's a difficulty to track, but also you never know. It's one of those players that you, like you said, that you really like. Heck, even one of the top corners, like a Kool-Aid McKinstry, might slide to you at 33. And you're like, well, actually, we could get a wide receiver at 39. We also really need a corner. One of the best ones is sitting there. We could take that too.
Yep.
It's always a possibility.
And you have to be ready to pivot.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be ready to pivot. The luxury for the Panthers is they do have that overnight to talk everything out.
Yeah.
Most teams have, you know, for their first pick, have 15 minutes to get it right. The Panthers have hours and hours, right? So you can stay up late. You can sleep on it. You can wake up early and start it all over again and change your mind and do everything else you want.
You get a full day.
And you can field a whole bunch of calls, and you can try to pin teams against each other and then let it simmer and then call them back. Like, Dan Morgan's going to have to be a GM. Right, that's obviously what he is, but he's going to have to be that wheeling and dealing businessman that, you know, they make movies about.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Right now, though, with the NFL draft tonight, our program director, Paul Eihander, just stopped in, gave me some updates on some of the reports.
Oh, okay.
Bears looking to move out of number 9.
Okay. I think that's been floating around for a little bit, but all right, makes
Rams
sense.
Calling to get into the top 10.
Interesting.
The Rams have not made a first-round pick since Jared Goff.
2016.
They've traded them all away. And by the way, it's worked a bunch. Like Jalen Ram, like they've won a Super Bowl. Jalen Ramsey, Matt Stafford, like they've gotten some dudes.
Yeah, they went to 2 Super Bowls and won one. A lot of teams in the NFL would be like, "We'll take that."
Yes. So then now that they have a first round pick, I think they're picking in the teens, maybe mid teens, 16 or something like that. They're like, "Well, if we're gonna have a first round pick, let's have a good one."
Hey, let's go.
Looking to go up into the top 10.
Mike, quarterback. If you're going to the top 10, it's got to be that, right?
Quarterback or late top 10
Brock Bowers
offensive tackle.
Yeah, there's so many good ones though.
Yeah, but maybe they want their best.
Okay.
They don't need a wide receiver. They got Puka and Cooper.
True.
But Bowers, maybe Bowers.
I was gonna say tight end Bowers.
Maybe Bowers. That's my guess right there. Stumbled into it. Would have got there eventually.
Sean McVay's gonna just drool all over himself if he gets a tight end like that.
He's going to have plays where it's like they're going to think you're a tight end, but you're a running back, but you're actually playing quarterback, but you're actually in motion out to the left flanker spot. Puka is in the slot.
You're going to pretend to fake.
Yeah. You're going to fake the fake. The Panthers don't have a pick tonight, and they're not expected to trade into the top 10. However, I'm going to give you one way that they can win the draft without making a single pick.
Oh.
Go get Brandon Ayuk or T. Higgins. I want to be on the record, pre-draft, into a microphone with receipts that say the Panthers should do darn near everything they can to get Brandon Ayuk or T. Higgins. I said this long ago, and then it appeared as if they both became not available, but there is rumblings that maybe they're more available than you think.
Mm-hmm.
Both are either going into their fifth-year option or a franchise tag year. So there's... Should have been more talk of a long-term extension. Apparently, neither has really had productive conversations with their team. A second-round pick might get it done. Maybe a second plus a late rounder. Do it. Do it. You would have to give them a big contract as soon as they get to town. But what's the point of having a quarterback on a rookie contract if you don't give a big contract to someone to help them out? You don't have a first-round pick. You can get a first-round player value because their value... They're easily worth a first-round pick, except for the fact that it's going to be knocked down a bit by the fact that you have to give them a big contract. That shouldn't scare you. Even if you pick the right rookie at pick 33 or 39 at wide receiver, even good rookies sometimes take a minute to hit their stride. You don't have time to wait. You need Bryce Young to be helped now. Ayuk or Higgins and Deontay Johnson plus an Adam Thielen third fiddle. Is there such thing? Second fiddle is a thing. Sure. Is there such thing as a third fiddle?
We'll go with it.
If you have Ayuk or Higgins as the first fiddle, you have Deontay Johnson as the second fiddle, and you have Adam Thielen as the third fiddle, Bryce Young might accuse them of witchcraft for how easily they're going to get open compared to what he saw last year. He's going to look at him and go, you're supernatural. This isn't the same game I was playing last year. That's good. That's what you're trying to do. If you can get Ayuk or T. Higgins, even if you have to pay him $25 million a year, give him 4 years, $100 million. A whole bunch guaranteed. Amon-Ra St. Brown just got, what, $30 million a year? You can pay Ayuk or T. Higgins a little bit less than that. Mix it in with Deontay Johnson, who's on a bargain deal by comparison. Adam Thielen's already locked in. Jonathan Mingo can develop at his own pace alongside those guys and learn from those guys. You went from a young, inexperienced, ineffective, pass-catching group to a veteran, proven, willing to help Bryce Young become what Bryce Young can become group.
Your top two guys will be in their prime.
Top two guys will be in their prime. You look at what the Bears are doing with Caleb Williams, DJ Moore, Keenan Allen. Brandon Ayuk / T. Higgins, Deontay Johnson, and Adam Thielen is close. Now, if the Bears go and draft like Roma Dunze at 9 and they can't trade out, they would retake the lead.
Well, yes.
But
yes, they would.
But then you have the last two first overall picks at quarterback surrounded by legitimate dudes that can help them. It's the only way the Panthers significantly win the draft today because they don't have a pick to make. But if they can walk out of today or the weekend with Ayuk and or Higgins, or not and, Ayuk or Higgins, I mean,
unless you're going to do it.
Pick 33 for Ayuk, pick 39 for Higgins, and then you got to pay him $50 million combined.
Yeah, you can't afford that.
That might be a little rich in the pocketbook. But one of them, plus Deontay Johnson, I walk away with different expectations for this year. It's very difficult this weekend for me to change my expectations for the Panthers this season in a largely positive way. If you get one of those two guys, I change my expectations in a largely positive way.
But does that go against what you talked about earlier about building through the draft, building your core through the draft? Doesn't that kind of go against it, though? Like trading for a guy that might is like a to me, that's like a win now type move. As opposed to building your core and rebuilding from within. Doesn't that kind of go against that?
It does, except for the fact that it would also be a vote of confidence for Bryce Young.
Okay.
Right? He'd be one of the guys that you're picking, and you'd understand that. Yeah, and I don't know if there is the equivalent in hockey. Like, I don't know if there was a veteran that they could go sign once, you know, Sebastian Aho first got called up that would have unlocked Sebastian Aho more quickly to a top level. I don't know if that exists in hockey the way it does for a quarterback in football. That's where I don't think it's an apples-to-apples comparison. Bringing in either of those guys is as much about Bryce Young as anything else. Again, I've used these examples in the past. Josh Allen showed flashes. Then he got Stephon Diggs, MVP candidate. Jalen Hurts, same thing when A.J. Brown showed up. Tua Tagovailoa, same thing when Tyreek Hill showed up. A lot of these guys, once they get their stud wide receiver, really level up as a quarterback. And then you can move on from whoever that is, right? The Bills just moved on from Stephon Diggs. Mm-hmm. Mahomes had to move on from Tyreek Hill. If IU comes in and gives you three great years that allows Bryce Young to level up, then you can move on from Ayuk, send him somewhere else, and build like we were talking about earlier. But it is about, right now, a lot about Bryce Young.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.